What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. I'm excited for you to be here tonight with us because we have a great show lined up. All right, so tonight is Thursday, and just so you know, this is our Beyond the Ball segment. We all know the Super Bowl is coming up, but typically on Thursdays, we talk about sports. We talk about going even beyond that. So we're talking about the mindset, the discipline, off-the-field stories that ultimately shape athletes into true leaders all across the globe, from the pros to up-and-coming stars. So going forward on future shows, you're going to see interviews and so much more all on our Thursday Beyond the Ball segment. So stay tapped in. If you have not hit the subscribe button on YouTube, make sure to hit that button so you don't miss an episode, all right? And just so you know, we're here every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're live, right? Coming to you live. So you can always join the conversation. If you missed the episode yesterday or day before, you can always catch us the following week with new episodes coming at you every single week. You got it? All right. So looking forward to seeing you all comment and engage with us. And as always, you can stay connected with us on our social platforms just by typing in Speak Your Success Media. That's on Instagram, TikTok, and of course, YouTube. Now, what I want to transition into is I want to now talk a little bit about what I have been really enjoying. Come on out here, Producer Britt, and let's go ahead and get into our Black History Fact of the Day. This has been really good and really exciting for me because it's allowed me to learn new stuff. It's allowed me to be able to share, right? And then even beyond that, it's allowed us all to grow together. So, my Black History Fact is all about George Washington Carver. We know George Washington Carver, and this man was known to create 300 different ways to be able to utilize a peanut. Producer Britt, I didn't even know he was Dr. George Washington Carver.
Oh, right? I didn't know that either.
We got to put some respect on it. Okay,
my man, a doctor.
We got to put some respect on it. So not only is he known for creating over 300 different ways to utilize a peanut, but also he's known for his contributions to chemistry, to botany, to agriculture. Come on, man. And get this, Producer Britt, and my man put four of his paintings were shown at the World's Columbian Exposition in 1893. Put some respect on George Washington Carver's name. Dr. George Washington Carver.
Dr. George. Okay. Got it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's your Black History Fact? That's what I'm saying.
That's my Black History Fact for today. Dr. George Washington Carver. Okay. Boom.
All right.
What you got there?
My Black History Fact of the day is that today is Bob Marley's birthday. He would have been 80 years old today. We all know who Bob Marley is, but he's most famous for bringing Jamaican music and introducing that to the world. So rest in peace, Bob Marley, and happy heavenly birthday to Bob Marley.
For sure, for sure. Did you ever see that movie? The new movie that came out? I think it was One Love.
Was it One Love?
I don't know. It's one of the two. I need to tap in.
It was good.
Yeah, I need to tap in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he did his thing. You know, it was crazy that you mentioned that because the actor, I believe he's British, he got a lot of pushback. But the family chose him. The family chose him to do the movie. So, you know, they're very guarded around their whole, you know, name. So it's not like, oh, we let someone just do the movie. It was very curated and they knew what they were doing when they made the movie.
As always. I mean, we got to let the people do their job. Let the people do their job and let the family just do what they need to do to represent their family. So just chill out.
Just chill out. Okay, so just going into what I saw scrolling. So, yes, it is Bob Marley's birthday. And first up, I gotta get into this. Did you see this today?
Mm-mm. What we got?
Okay, so you know, eggs are, I mean, Jonathan, how much do you pay for eggs? Be for real.
Man, say, them eggs prices, it's somewhere between $6 and $8 for like an 18 pack.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, do you get the organic ones too? Like the super organic, the chickens get to roam the whole entire farm and the pasteurized, they're just so different. So I don't know.
They're allegedly so different. Man, they probably giving us the same chicken eggs, the same eggs, the same chickens, and they on the same farm, okay?
Yeah, because when they say, they be like, if it's cage free, that just mean they not in the cage. But they still in the barn. Like, it's so many, like, terms and loopholes they be trying to get around. It's like, what are y'all doing to the chickens? Just let them lay the eggs. But, yeah, they be getting on my nerves with all these wordings and $10 eggs. TikTok, how much y'all paying for eggs over there, okay? It's crazy. It's crazy how much these eggs are. But crazy. The famous restaurant we all go to sometime, well, we used to go to at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. Waffle House has announced that they are temporarily adding a 50-cent surcharge per egg until the egg prices go down. So they're not playing with y'all. They can't, you can't afford eggs and they can't afford eggs either. Okay. So
this is the crazy part. People ain't even gonna know. Waffle House has a very interesting demographic because they got some people that just got the money to blow, and they got other people that just got to make it happen so they can get that meal. But they ain't gonna notice.
You're going into Waffle House. Well, I mean, how much are you really spending? You're probably spending what? I mean, I don't really 12? Know. $12?
I mean, like, probably like 12. Yeah, people ain't gonna notice. So if you get two eggs, you paying 13 instead of 12, you ain't gonna notice the difference.
This is the sign, though. They have this outside of the restaurant. This is the sign. 50 cent per egg. And then Cracker Barrel try to come at Waffle House and say that what they're doing is like it's classless and that's bad and you shouldn't do that. Like, it's tacky. They call them tacky. But, you know, got the nerve to talk. You know, they got the nerve.
We're gonna keep going. We're gonna go past that.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay, so that's that. No. It's okay. So, we got the Super Bowl. I already told TikTok this while you were getting ready. But Super Bowl this Sunday, we know. The biggest thing happening this Sunday. New Orleans is expecting 125,000 people in the city. Okay. The surplus for the hotels is 637% right now. And Eagles fans are beating the Chiefs fans when it comes to booking these hotels, because Eagle fans are now booking hotels 14 times more than, well, it's showing 14 times more than the 8.5% of the Chiefs fans. So, and the lowest ticket, and the lowest ticket for a Super Bowl ticket right now is $4,000. And then on top of that, the ticket sales have gone down. I mean, because who has $4,000 to go to the Super Bowl?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then your cheapest, you said what?
I said it is an interesting time. A lot of stuff is happening. People are holding on to them dollars and them coins.
I mean, we can't afford eggs. I can't afford no ticket.
you gonna make me choose? Am I gonna eat?
I got priorities. What you want me to do? So, with that, and then on top of that, Dr. Jones, You can't find a cheap hotel. Cheapest hotel right now is average $650 a night.
Nah, man. I'm gonna catch half the Super Bowl at home. Yeah.
So, you know, you're from Baton Rouge. What is the, I mean, what's the vibe down there around these event times, I would say? When events are going on, what's happening? What's going on down there?
Producer Britt, first and foremost, there is an event, because I stayed at, I can't remember what hotel it was, but last time I was down there, they're doing the red dress run, where uh-huh. all these people just running in red dresses, guys, girls, everybody. Oh, and they wow. like, something always going on, and here's why. Because okay. people from out of town get the opportunity to come to New Orleans, mm-hmm. and they get to be a whole different person. Mm-hmm. And then they get to blame it on the city, because people are like, why are they acting like that? Why mm-hmm. are the people in New Orleans acting like that? Just like, those people don't live here. Those people are from out of town. Mm. So everybody want to go down Bourbon Street. Everybody want to get live. Everybody want to get lit. And then be like, yeah, I mean, it was the city. Nah, it was you, baby.
It was you.
Protect your pocketbook. Protect your purses. Okay? Yes. And just be safe. Because it is dangerous down there.
Okay.
It can be dangerous. Enjoy
yourself.
Speaking
of safety, I'm glad you brought that up. Speaking of safety, the NFL security chief officer, Ms. Kathy, she said that we've got over 700 Homeland Security officers on the ground. And that is because there will be a presidential visit. So the president will be in town for the Super Bowl, as well as every celebrity probably on the planet. And also, you know, the recent activity, the recent attack that just happened in Louisiana on Bourbon Street, that was, you know, devastating. So that is why security had to ramp up, and they're protecting themselves. So like you said, yeah, protect yourself. Hide your wife, hide your everything, and yeah, be safe. Be safe.
Gotta be safe, man. Gotta be
safe. All right, and my last story. Okay, well, one thing I gotta show you this. Look at Justin Bieber. He training for something.
Okay, JB.
I know, right?
I'm confused. Is he left-handed or right-handed? Because he was shoot. It looked like he was shooting a three with left. Oh, that boy said,
I can't.
He said, hey, I'm a double threat. I'll sing.
He triple
I'll
threat.
Score.
Well, now
okay, I guess
he
did well.
I don't know if he
okay.
acted. Yeah, but double threat.
Hmm.
I never seen him.
I don't know if I've seen him in any movies.
I've never seen him do a commercial or anything.
Yeah, because you got to pay for that. Yeah, you got to pay for that.
Yeah, that's top dollar right there. So, showing basketball, speaking of basketball, Jimmy Butler, we know about the Luka devastation that just happened. Luka's gone out of Dallas. He's gone, guys. We can't help it. We can't do anything about it. Luka's gone. Two, Fox is now in San Antonio. We know that, right? I told you that.
That's crazy. Yeah,
he's gone.
I'm curious to see how he fits into that system. But go ahead.
I think he'll do good there. It's about time for him to leave. He had to go. He won't go get nowhere if he stayed there, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not gonna work, but I just wanna see how, because you know you get in that system, you know, you become a long hair Manu Ginobili, you know. It's different. It's different.
So, and then you got Jimmy Butler to Golden State. What are your thoughts?
Jimmy, I hope he figures it out, man. I hope he just realized, like, Jimmy, you can score. You are nice. But even Jordan back in the day, Phil Jackson, I'd let him know, like, you can get it done, but you're going to have to do less so that the team can win. And he has to understand that too. I hope he just gets it figured out. If not, Draymond gonna put the paws on him. So I need to make something happen over there.
It's the fight. First day of practice, for sure. Okay. Yeah, Brandon Ingram going to the Toronto Raptors.
For who?
I didn't get all that information, but he's going to the Toronto Raptors to pair with Scottie Barnes. And then Miami Heat got Andrew Wiggins and Kyle Anderson, plus a draft pick.
Dang.
Man. Okay.
Boys is getting tossed around the league. Andrew Wiggins has been on four different teams.
I know. And then Sacramento acquired Zach LaVine. And I like Zach LaVine.
Man, he done been bounced around too.
This is
the part of like this is why I like had to slow down watching sports as much as I used to, because I used to be in there. Like I used to know the rosters, used to know the players' names, all that. But then when I started to see like there's no loyalty whatsoever, like no loyalty from a player to a team to a player. Hey man, I can't keep up. I just think about the kid who works all summer. Mm-hmm. He saves up his money. He buys that Zach LaVine Chicago jersey to later realize that Zach LaVine now play over here. It's like, bro, like, come on.
Well, I mean, hey, that's just life. You know, it's a business. So, I mean, it is what it is. Okay, for and me. My last little point is that Mark Williams went to the Lakers. And the Bulls are keeping Lonzo Ball, despite any trade rumors. I guess there were rumors about him being traded, but they are keeping him. And lastly, I got one more birthday shout out. I don't know much about him, but I just know that, you know, he was, you know, Murder Inc., Ja Rule, Ashanti, that whole situation. I'm sure it's deeper. I don't know a lot about Irv Gotti. TikTok, if y'all know something, tell me something. But I don't know a lot about him. I saw a little special that they put out. But, you know, rest in peace. You know, he died of a stroke. It was his second stroke. He died of a stroke. Yes.
Man, rest in peace, Irv Gotti.
Yes. Oh, and today is Natalie Cole's birthday. As well.
On a lighter note, happy birthday.
Yes. Got to end on a light note. All right. Dr. Jones, back to you, Jonathan.
All right. So, that's always very enjoyable for me getting to, you know, check out the news, hear what's going on, because producer Britt be on it. Yeah, right, y'all. So make sure you stay tapped in every single Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, because producer Britt bringing that news for you, and she brings it in a way to where you can understand it, right? Sometimes the news just be so much. But now we're gonna go ahead and take this quick commercial break. And then when we get back, we're gonna get into our main segment of the day. Y'all know Super Bowl coming up. We're gonna talk about some of these Super Bowl commercials, some of the top Super Bowl commercials that we can appreciate, but we'll get back to that right after this brief break. Exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive. It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. All right. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece. Treece is the real deal, y'all. That's the heart of Dallas right there. Shout out to her and shout out to Coach Jeremy Hart. But now, like I said before, we're going to go ahead and dive into our main segment as we're getting ready for Super Bowl weekend coming up. Everybody excited. One thing that I've always been able to appreciate, even as a kid, right, getting to watch some of these Super Bowl commercials and being able to laugh and then being able to go to school and then talk about them with my friends and see what everybody enjoyed the most, what commercial really hit, what made us laugh. So come on out here, Producer Britt. Let's go ahead and dive into some of these Super Bowl commercials. And then y'all comment down in the comments, what's one of your favorites, right? Maybe one of the ones from the past, or maybe one of the ones that we dropped.
All
back
right.
to you, Producer Britt.
Okay, so I'll just go in order how we have them. So this is a really good one. Let's just start here. State Farm, okay?
Thank you, Agent State Farm.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Cut. Hey, Arnold, I'm hearing neighbor.
Like a good neighbor.
That's what I said. Neighbor.
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 Let's go again.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Cut.
Now what?
It's neighbor.
Neighbor.
Cut.
Neighbor.
Yeah, neighbor. Just like it's written on the paper.
This lady's in labor.
Cut.
Look at this. This is labor. Like a good neighbor. That was the sheep. And you know it.
It's like you're cold.
Yeah, I'm cold. Bah. Neighbor.
Still no.
Like a good neighbor.
Cut.
Burr.
Bah.
Burr.
Bah.
Burr.
Bah.
Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Burr.
Bah.
Burr.
Bah. Get me out of this chopper.
It's pronounced chopper.
Don't.
It is.
Neighbor.
That's funny.
A little bit more concealer.
Hey, Arnold. It's got a bit of a script change.
Script change?
Mm-hmm.
That is. That really is. I mean,
former governor, movie star. You know, he's great.
Shout out to Arnold Schwarzenegger. I actually got one of his. I actually got his book on my Audible. I need to listen to it.
Oh, like his memoir.
Yeah. I don't think it was memoir.
I mean, he don't write books like that. It has to be a memoir.
I don't know. I'll have to update you.
He went through it. You know, for a little bit.
Yep, I'll have to. Be Useful is the name of the book. Be Useful. I don't know if it's a memoir or not. I just, it was recommended by one of these marketers that I follow. And I said, let me just go ahead and get it. So here we are.
Okay. Okay, this is one of my favorites. It's the Time Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This one was fun. Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Smith. Want to try out my time machine? It runs on Doritos.
Sure. So now what?
Gotta put the whole bag in.
Okay.
Yes.
It's really working, Jimmy. This is the greatest moment of my life.
Get out of my yard.
Jimmy?
They play this commercial so
You're
much.
So old.
It's the future.
Hey, Mr. Smith, want to try out my time machine? It runs on Doritos.
Okay. Oh, we'll just roll right into this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, thank you.
This is classic.
Have a seat. Kyle, Jalen. Jalen, Kyle.
Jalen, you play nice.
I'll be right back.
What's going on, little man? I see you got your game skills down pat. You might have your hands full once. I'll pick up the control, little man.
Put it back. Keep your hands on my mama. Keep your hands on my Doritos.
Jalen, are you playing nice?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
He slapped the mess out that man.
Hi. Oh, thank you. Have a seat.
He
Kyle,
slapped
Jalen.
The mess
yeah,
out
I gotta
of
watch
him.
It again.
Jalen,
I gotta watch
you
it again.
Play nice.
I'll be right back.
What's going on, little man? So you got your game skills down pat. You might have your hands full once. I'll pick up the control, little man.
Put it back. Keep your hands on my mama. Keep your hands on my Doritos.
Jalen, are you playing nice?
Oh my gosh.
He came across on that man's face.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This is funny.
Nice ride.
It's the real deal. 100% electric.
It's the real Do.
Yeah.
Of course. Enjoy your coffee. Careful, it's hot.
Your dog's so cute.
Mm, yeah.
Ooh, so adorable. Yeah, wow. Yeah,
right. We both know.
It's the man. Makes the clothes.
You know, you look nice.
Okay, we're done.
Hello, Mr. Walken. Does this table work for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did someone say yeah?
Don't you got somewhere to be?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's only one Christopher Walken and only one ultimate electric driving experience.
How do you feel about electric cars? Are you with that? Are you in that group?
I mean, I'm for all things technology, but it just scares me because, like, what if all electricity just goes out for like a day? And the car is all electric. And the car is all electric, no gas. Then what you gonna do?
And you know the Teslas during the wintertime, I mean, they could barely survive. They could barely survive life.
See?
Yeah, because the battery's freezing. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us all we need to know.
Tell us all we need.
What's your take on electric car?
I mean, my uncle has one. I think it's cool. You know, he makes the sounds with it and it drives up to you. I just don't want to charge my car. I think that's the thing. It's like, I got to charge the car. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a road trip. I can't stop at a gas station. I got to find a charger. I got to find a charger. Like, I got to find a phone charger. I got to find a car charger. And
yeah, that's not it.
That's not it for me. Yeah. I think the battery, everything's just really expensive on the car. So I'm good on that.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
All right, last one. Last one.
Last one. Let's go.
Probably the best one.
Able to pick up good yardage on the play. You know, the best part of this defense is their defensive line and their interior.
Hello.
Linebacker.
Hey, who? What's up? Nothing, B. Just watching the game, having a bud. What's up with you?
Nothing. Watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
What's up? What's up?
Yo, who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone.
Hello?
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
Yo, where's Dookie?
Yo, Dookie.
Yo.
What's up?
What's up?
Hold on. Hello?
So what's up, B?
Watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
Iconic. That commercial will forever be at least top 10 Super Bowl commercials.
Oh, yeah, I agree. For sure.
Easy.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
All right. Now, we're going to get ready. Producer Britt, you know, this is my favorite segment. We're going to get ready.
Well, before this segment, we are going to take a commercial break, and we will see y'all after the commercial break.
That part, don't touch. Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best.
All right.
All right.
First of all, I love that commercial. I've reached out to Courtney a couple times. I'm trying to schedule with her so I can get on that calendar because, yeah, she does some good. I mean, it just looks so good. It looks so good. It looks so refreshing. So refreshing.
For sure. For sure. Shout out to Skin Rituals Dallas. Courtney Durham, CD. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, her skin has always looked clear. So yeah, kudos to her, you know, showing her transition and showing the transformation on her profile on Instagram. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? So now we rolling, am I introducing it? You introducing it? What are we doing?
Right now we're gonna get into Ask Jonathan, okay? So I got some questions. I'm gonna ask Jonathan. Okay. TikTok, if y'all got a question, give me a question. I'll ask live. We live, lit, and local. So, yeah. All right. My first question is, Jonathan, how do you balance your home and work and business and all the things that you do? How do you balance that?
Next question. So honestly, I mean, it's a very delicate dance. But what I've learned though, just in communicating with my wife, like planning out stuff ahead of time, right? Okay. So if I know that we're going live at 8 o'clock or somewhere around there, then getting with my wife and letting her know, hey, I know we usually put our son to bed at 7:30, so like let's put this time here. Let's get started on dinner a little bit earlier. So it's coordination, communication. And then, I mean, the other part about business is you just have to make it work. If your business is really important to you, if it's purposeful, if it's impactful, then you'll wake up a little bit earlier. My alarm clock goes off at 4:55 in the morning. And I just got back to that because I know that that's when I have the best time of freedom to be able to knock out the stuff on my to-do list. So coordination, communication, and then really just, you know, taking that time to do what you got to do.
I thought you were going to give me another C. You could have did all C's.
I was trying to think.
Coordination, communication, and
consistency. Okay.
Okay.
You got to consistently wake up at whatever time you say you're going to wake up to.
Uh-huh.
You got to consistently check those things off your to-do list.
Okay.
C. You know what I'm talking about?
I like it. And you are a person, you do your to-do list the night before.
Most definitely. Got to list out the to-do list the night before. So that way when I wake up in the morning and I got that cloudy fog and it's like, go back to sleep, John. And I'll be like, no, I can't because I got my items on my list already. So always, you know, I try my best to list out those items as I'm laying in bed. Mm-hmm. Just so, you know, I can wake up in the morning. Already got my clothes laid out.
Right.
I ain't trying to waste no time.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then I get to my spot
every day. All right.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
All right. Since today's Thursday, Beyond the Ball, about sports, your former athlete, we see it right there on the wall. And you won a JUCO national championship basketball. Who are some basketball idols that were your go-to growing up?
Go-to growing up, it was, so when I was really younger, it was Kevin Garnett. I was real big fan of Kevin Garnett. When he brought in like that rubber band, it was like the twisty kind of one.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I gotta get one of those. So really? Kevin Garnett was a big role model for me. Ray Allen was another one, AKA Jesus Shuttlesworth. Shout out to him, right? And I had the opportunity to chop it up with him on Clubhouse, actually, like a couple summers ago, which is super dope. Yeah, he came into my room. I hosted a room and he came through. Shout out to him. And then lastly, it would be Kevin Durant. And these are my basketball role models growing up. Because Kevin Durant, I just like his style, just like how all about basketball he was.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, those are some of the key players that I really admired and looked up to back then.
And we talked about this off camera before, but Joe Johnson was a problem.
Joe, ISO Joe. They're calling the boy ISO Joe. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he did his thing. He was doing his thing.
A whole problem.
A whole bucket. Yeah. Anytime he got the ball.
Walking bucket. Easy. Walking bucket.
Okay, my last sports question is, Beyond the Ball is a podcast. You've interviewed multiple athletes. I mean, from Olympic athletes to, I mean, just your regular high school athlete. Who is your all-time favorite guest?
Oh, man.
Or you can pick three, or you can pick two, or however you feel.
All-time favorite. So one of my all-time favorite guests was actually Dr. Emmett Gill. Dr. Emmett Gill, he has created a platform called Athlete Talk, and it's around mental health, and he's all about providing mental health resources for college athletes and really just helping people become more aware of what our Black and brown athletes need. But that was a phenomenal interview with him. Outside of him, I also enjoyed the conversation I had with Marcus Colston. That was a good conversation. Super Bowl winning Marcus Colston. He used to play for New Orleans Saints. That was a good conversation. And then also Coach Rob. So from Last Chance U, I had the opportunity to interview Coach John Mosley. He was dope. But Coach Rob, that conversation was a little bit different because he had to be the team manager for the JUCO program, which is on Last Chance U, before he had the opportunity to be the assistant coach. And I used to be the team manager for a JUCO program as well. So there's just a lot of synergy there. The conversation was just organic, and I just really appreciate it. So those would be three that I really enjoyed. And, you know, just getting to just talk to them and just really chop it up. It was a good time.
Were they all in person?
No, all those were virtual, actually. All those were virtual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I'm gonna say this is gonna be my last one.
No, go ahead.
But when we talk in person, I really enjoy sitting down with Coach Hart, right?
Getting
to talk to him.
Yeah.
And I mean, because the first time I interviewed him, he was a coach for New Mexico State, and then he came into town. He came into town from New Mexico. He was like, "I'll be in town. What's up? Like, let's do it." Did the interview. He said, "I'm working on something big." And then back door, that boy at SMU. And then we did it in person again at SMU. So yeah, Coach Hart definitely, you know, got nothing but love for him. And it was
he's
definitely
great. Good yeah, and he was a great interview. Yeah, he was a great interview too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right, well, those are my questions, Jonathan. I'll pass it back over to you.
All right. Shout out to producer Britt. Y'all, one of the things y'all don't know about producer Britt, but she sets us up for success, right? She really sets us up for success. She does all the things. She got her hands in everything, but she does everything well, okay? And if it ain't excellent, she ain't gonna do it. Anyway, so, man, we had a great show tonight. Great show tonight, getting to talk about the Super Bowl commercials, which always brings me joy because they bring laughter and so many emotions. Getting to talk a little bit of Black history, hearing about the news and the eggs is going nuts. That's crazy. 50 Cent more for eggs. That's wild. But I want to wrap it up today just by giving you a quick word. And the quick word is just never despise small beginnings. I don't know where you are in your journey right now. And this is for my athletes, because we talk with Thursday. Well, this is athletes and entrepreneurs, because both of them are sports, right? But don't despise small beginnings. If you said you're going to go live and then you're going live and you see nobody on your stream, do it again the next day. Do it again 2 days later. If you started, right, you started working out and you're not seeing results that you want to get, just keep at it. Just keep at it. Because just like I said before, consistency. Consistency will create something great and something significant. We're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here, but I want you all to remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?